WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 minutes to win. You know that feeling when you wake up and everything just feels heavy? Like you're already wading through molasses before your first cup of coffee even kicks in. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that the key to unlocking a more resilient, positive mindset starts with something as simple as your self-talk? Today, we're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk and how it can be a secret weapon against those daily challenges. You've heard it before, fake it till you make it, right? Well, there is actually some serious science behind that phrase. Studies show that our thoughts directly influence our feelings and actions. Think about it. If you constantly tell yourself, "I can't do this," guess what? Your brain starts to believe it. But flip the script, replace those negative whispers with empowering affirmations, and watch how your whole outlook shifts. So here are 5 key takeaways to build that resilience fortress through positive self-talk. 1. Awareness is key. First things first, become aware of your inner dialogue. Pay attention to those thoughts that pop up throughout the day. Are they mostly negative? Critical? Pessimistic? Recognizing these patterns is like spotting a leaky faucet. You can't fix it until you know it's there. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. When those pesky negativity ninjas creep in, don't just accept them as facts. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that no longer serve us. 3. Replace with positives. You've identified those leaky faucets. Now it's time to seal the deal with some positive reinforcement. For every negative thought, consciously replace it with a positive affirmation. Instead, I'm going to fail this presentation. Try, I prepared well, and I can deliver a confident performance. Small changes, big impact. 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something as simple as a delicious cup of coffee or the sunshine warming your face. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack shifts your mindset towards positivity. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial. We all make mistakes, and sometimes life throws us curveballs. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer a good friend. Remember, resilience isn't about being perfect, it's about bouncing back from setbacks stronger than before. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you just can't seem to shake off those negative thoughts? Let me tell you, I get it. One time, during a major project at work, I was drowning in self-doubt. My brain was playing a never-ending loop of you can't do this and what if you fail, but then I remembered the power of positive self-talk. I started visualizing myself successfully completing the project, reminding myself of my past accomplishments, and focusing on the small steps I could take each day. It wasn't easy, but gradually I shifted my mindset from fear to confidence. And guess what? I not only finished the project, but I exceeded expectations. So remember, your thoughts have power. Choose wisely. Let's recap. Be aware of those negative thought patterns, challenge them with evidence and logic, replace them with positive affirmations, practice gratitude daily, and always treat yourself with kindness. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support from friends, family, or a therapist. We all need a little help sometimes, and that's okay. Alright, my friends, I hope today's episode gave you some powerful tools to build your resilience through positive self-talk. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, and your voice matters. Until next time, keep hustling.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.